Hi everyone, I'm Remo Monteleone.
And I'm Narelle Monteleone.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hub podcast series, where we discuss all things spiritual.
And we delve into topics such as psychic development, mediumship, healing, crystals, and so much more.
Hi everybody, welcome back. It's great to be back, and today we have another big topic which we'd like to share our thoughts on with you all, and that topic is meditation. That's something that's been around since the beginning of time and something that is practiced a lot today. And I guess we'd like to talk about, you know, the what is it, and the why we do it, and the how we do it, you know, and just share our thoughts and our experiences, and hopefully, you know, along the way, all our listeners can take something from that and incorporate that into their meditation practice. Because I feel like all spiritual topics, it is good to discuss things, because in that discussion, new ideas are put forward, you know, seeds are planted, and people realize things they hadn't realized before, ourselves included. I believe we're always learning, we're always growing, and meditation is certainly one of those tools that helps with that expansion and that growth and that learning. So what is meditation? I guess my perception, my definition, I feel there's not one encompassing definition. I feel it's all about intention, but I feel the main purpose of it is to quieten the mind, is to quieten that busyness of mind that we have and that we attract mainly from day-to-day life. And then in that quietness, you know, we use that quietness, it's kind of like a calling. It's calling us back to our true selves. And, you know, whether it's a relaxation meditation, or whether it's a, for example, it might be meet your spirit guide meditation, you know, whatever intention is set through that quietness of mind, then that intention, that journey can be made easier, and that intention can be received a lot easier when, you know, when the answers start to come in that quiet space through meditation. And I have Narelle here with me, so maybe she can share with you maybe her definition or her perception of it. Narelle, what do you think?
Okay. Hi, everyone. So meditation for me, and I think that's the really cool thing about it, is that everybody has a different perception of what meditation is. And there's actually a lot of misconception, I feel, about what it is, and that it's, you know, a lot of people think it's really difficult. And whenever I mention it, I always mention it to clients and sort of try to encourage them to incorporate a meditative practice, no matter how short, how basic, into their routine, hopefully every day or as often as they can. But the response I usually get is, you know, like a screwed up face, or, oh, I've tried that before and it's really hard, or I don't know how to do it. Or the main one is, you know, I just get a million thoughts racing through my mind every time I try and do it, and I just can't sit still. And so they kind of give up really easily. And I fully get it, because I've been meditating probably for about 9 or 10 years now, so it's been quite a while, and I still have those times where I just have a day where I think, or even a week where I think, I can't do it, I just have to leave it, it's, you know, I've got too much going on. And trying to force it just feels like a lot of hard work, and, you know, there's so much resistance that comes up around it that I think I'm better off just taking that time away from it. And I'll come back to it again in a day or even in a week when I feel like I can sort of settle into it more and just start fresh. So like everything else, you know, every day is a new opportunity to start again. And so you don't have to look at it as a failure, or, you know, I couldn't do it last week, so I definitely can't do it this week or next week. It's just a matter of trying and just keeping on trying and just doing your best. And that goes for everything, really, in all spiritual practices and everything that we do in life. So we don't have to be perfect, and our meditation practice definitely doesn't have to be perfect. So for me, meditation is anything that kind of just brings us that pause and that time out from our life, where we can just sort of take a breath and come into the present moment and focus only on that breath. And, you know, there's so many different ways you can meditate. You can focus on a candle flame or an object, or you can hold an object in your mind, in your third eye. You can stare at something on the wall or a picture. You can do it with your eyes open. You can do it with your eyes closed. There's so many different ways. So I honestly think if you try one way and it doesn't work, just try something else. But for me, I just like to do things, you know, the easy way. And so for me, I literally close my eyes. I set the intention that I'm going to meditate. And at that time, anything else that comes into my mind, I just sort of guide it away and tell myself that it'll still be there later and I can come back to it. And any thoughts that pop in, I just try not to get attached to them. I just let them go by. And the thing is, I mean, there is this belief that when you meditate, you're meant to have a completely blank mind, and that's just not the case at all. I mean, we can't stop our mind from working, so we're always going to be having thoughts come in. But the more that you do meditate and the more consistent you are with it, the less thoughts you'll get. And, you know, what you're aiming for is that space in between your thoughts. And that's where you get your inspiration. That's where you connect with your higher self. That's where you connect with your spirit guides and angels. And those little gaps become longer over time, and you will receive the guidance that you're needing. So getting back to how I do it is I just literally sit either on the floor. I might cross my legs, I might put them straight out in front of me, and I just start to breathe. I just take a few deep breaths initially, and then I breathing in through my nose, breathing out through my mouth, and then I literally just breathe at my natural pace and I just sit there. Now, in the beginning, I found that too difficult just to do that. So I started off by listening to guided meditations on YouTube, on Insight Timer, you know, different places on the internet, and there's so many available. So if you're just starting out, trying a guided meditation is probably the way to go, because at least you've got someone guiding you along. But yeah, it's, you know, it doesn't have to be difficult. So I'll hand you back over to Remo now and he can continue.
Yeah, there's some interesting points there that you raised. You know, people's perception of meditation is one. I remember years ago when I first heard about meditation, you know, my perception of it was, you know, you had to be off in a secluded space high up in the mountain somewhere, sitting cross-legged and meditating for hours on end. And you know, it really doesn't have to be that. It can be as simple as you sitting in your backyard for 5 minutes per day. You know, anywhere and any way that works for you, I think is key, because we are different. You know, we are all individuals, and that's where, you know, listening to what someone has to say and reading what someone has written and then taking from that what works for you. So don't be locked into thinking, you know, you have to do it a certain way or it's not going to work, because that simply isn't true. If it's working for you, it's you know, it will work. And persistence is the key, and I guess consistency as well. And it is hard, it's still hard for me. You know, I started out the same as Narelle mentioned, listening to guided meditations, and they were much easier because you have someone that you can follow, you have a voice to listen to. But I guess doing the same one time after time can sort of train your mind a little bit to expect a certain thing at a certain time. So after a while, you know, I still do them sometimes, yes, but I generally just sit myself quietly. And, you know, I mentioned intention before. You know, I am a psychic medium, so at the moment, my main meditation is really a sitting in the power meditation, which I'd like to say I do every single day, but to be honest, I don't. But certainly most days, I do that. And that is just sitting quietly without any music or listening to anyone's voice. And that is simply just setting an intention for the spirit to come forward and me to blend with the spirit world. So that has a specific purpose, even though it really has no intention other than to simply blend with the spirit. But I guess why I use that as an example is because without the consistency of doing that, the purpose behind that particular meditation won't be achieved, because it is to build your power. So if you did it once a month, you know, or less, for example, you wouldn't really start to feel the benefits of it. But if you're doing it on a more consistent level, then after a little while, you will start to notice. And I certainly have noticed the difference. So I guess any other meditation is the same. I feel first and foremost, it really should just be a relaxation meditation. I feel in this busy world that we live in, we need just five minutes a day just to clear the mind. And early in the morning, I think, is great if it can be done. And even before you go to sleep, so you can go to sleep with a clearer mind and maybe some intentions set for the next day. And if you do it first thing in the morning, then that day ahead of you is also clearer, and you've set some intentions for that day as well. You know, and if we think about all the time that we spend on our phones and social media and other things, you know, 5 minutes is really not a long time. But it, again, personally, you know, I think that would be an ideal situation. And even 5 minutes is hard when you first start, because your mind is not used to that. And it is about training yourself to get used to that. And, you know, there's that old saying, if you're too busy to meditate for 15 minutes a day, then you should be doing it probably for 45 minutes a day, which, yeah, is as funny as that is, it is definitely true. But again, just to summarize that, it doesn't have to be a huge drawn out chunk of time. It's just, you know, just 5 minutes a day. And I honestly believe if we can do that 5 minutes in the morning and five in the evening, I feel it would make a big difference to our lives. I'll hand you back to Narelle.
Okay. So yeah, I think that's a good point as well. I mean, this is the Spiritual Hub podcast, so we're talking about everything in terms of spirituality, but meditation is, you know, a wellness practice at its core. It is a spiritual practice, but it's also really beneficial mentally and physically, as well as emotionally and spiritually. So, you know, when you stop and you just go into your heart space, maybe place a hand over your heart and just focus on your breathing, you're really bringing yourself back into the present moment, which means you're not able in that moment to be thinking about anything else other than right now. And so that's where your power lies, because we get so drawn back to the past and into the future, and that's where you start to feel anxious and worried, or, you know, depressed thinking about past situations. And so when you're meditating, you're present, you're in the here and now. And so, you know, the thoughts that you do have at that moment are really going to be powerful, and that's what's going to create your future. So that's what's going to create your next moment, because you're creating through those thoughts and through your energy. And so when you meditate, your energy changes and your vibration raises. So, you know, we're in a 3D world, but there's varying levels of frequency that we're operating within, and when you meditate, your frequency does raise and you do start to sort of let go of the lower densities, the lower, heavier energies that you might have been carrying. And that enables you to reach higher levels of consciousness and connect with, you know, your higher self, your guides, angels, star beings, you know, whatever it is in the higher realms. And so it is very much, in my opinion, a really beneficial practice in terms of developing your spiritual practices, your spiritual connection. But if you're someone who has stumbled across this podcast and you have absolutely no interest in doing any spiritual development whatsoever, I mean, it's still going to benefit you in your overall health and well-being anyway. So your heart rate lowers, it'll lower your blood pressure. It's fantastic for reducing anxiety and stress. And, you know, it just, it turns out that's what started me meditating in the first place, because I was under a lot of stress and I had really high anxiety and I just didn't know what to do. And I just happened to stumble across something online that mentioned meditation was good for relaxation. And that's how I started. And honestly, I got hooked because I knew I could feel straight away the benefits. I could feel how in that moment, how much calmer I felt. And it's not just in that moment that the change is evident. It changes your overall makeup. So it's doing so many things throughout our body and our energy bodies that throughout your day, you'll notice a difference. It's kind of like exercise. If you exercise every day and then you skip a couple of days, you'll sort of notice that you don't feel quite as good as the days that you do. So it will affect your day overall if you make that time to just create a little bit of space to do a meditation in the morning or at night. The only problem with doing it at night, and it's not even a problem, but a lot of people tend to fall asleep if they do it at night, especially if they're in bed, they get comfy, they get relaxed, and then they tend to nod off. But, you know, that's not a bad thing. But if you're meditating because you want to connect and gain insight and tap into your inner wisdom, then, you know, you want to be more alert and in that space of receptiveness to gain the direction and the guidance that you're looking for. So, and I just wanted to quickly add one more thing. So if you do try it and you know, give it a good go, don't just do it once or twice and give up. But say you do it for a couple of weeks straight and you just think, no, I really don't like meditation. It's not for me. Then there's always something else you can do that will create that same energy and that same effect. So you might be someone who likes to exercise and you can go for a walk, and as you're walking, you know, the rhythm of you taking step after step after step is like a bit of a rhythmic beat, and that creates that same space that you'd be in when you're meditating. A lot of people like to go into nature and connect with nature, and for them that's a meditation. Their time when they're in nature, they've disconnected and detached from their technology and, you know, anything that's been going on in their life for that time, and they just immerse themselves into nature, get into the bush, hug a tree, you know, smell the flowers, watch a waterfall, whatever, that can create the same kind of feeling. And any sort of creative outlet as well, where you're doing something repetitive, whether it's like painting or knitting or cooking, these are all meditative practices as well. So there's hope for everybody.
yeah, that's very, very true. I was going to mention that, you know, it doesn't have to be meditation per se. It can be something else. And usually follow what interests you, follow what you like, because that is a clearing of mind, because you are happy, you're excited, and you're not thinking about, you know, the busyness of life. And another good tip too, I feel, is, you know, find a meditation circle or a meditation group if you are drawn to doing it in person, if you have the time. And again, it doesn't have to be a spiritually connected one. It could just be, you know, relaxation meditation or a drumming meditation or something like that. And of course, it can also be a spiritually related one as well. But, you know, the in-person practice, I guess it's something that most people couldn't do every day, or, you know, you wouldn't do it every day. But if it was a monthly thing or a fortnightly thing, for example, that is another good way, because you are in a group of people and you can get some good tips from the person running it and the other people as well, which you can incorporate. And I feel it's a little bit different too when you're sitting with other people in the same room. I feel the energy's different. It's hard to put into words, but if you you know, if you're sitting at home meditating by yourself or listening to a guided meditation, then you compare that to being in a group. And I guess it's about the group feeling right for you as well, first and foremost. If you're comfortable there and you like the person or persons doing the meditations, their style that they use, I feel that's a good way to benefit. What else do we need to cover, Narelle?
I was actually going to say I've got a meditation class at the moment online. So if anyone's interested in an online meditation class, I've got one at the moment, which is a group. It's a group session. It's on Monday nights at 7 p.m. Sydney, Australian Eastern Standard Time. It goes for an hour. And it's by donation only. So it's whatever you feel comfortable paying is perfectly fine. And, you know, like Remo said, when you meditate in a group, the energy is always different. It's easier. The energy of everybody else lets you, kind of brings you into that sort of relaxed state and that uplifted state much quicker. So, yeah, it definitely helps. So feel free to come along to that. You can find me on my Facebook page or Instagram page. There's details there, and we'll put details in the link here as well. But yeah, so I feel that, just last thing I wanted to say was, you know, in my opinion, if you can, don't give up on meditation, because I truly believe, you know, as a spiritual teacher, a holistic coach, and a channel, I feel that meditation really forms the basis for all spiritual practices. It really forms the basis of your development, and it's something that you can come back to time and time again. It's kind of like you've come home when you tap in and really just sit and breathe. And through your breath, you know, you'd be amazed at what you can experience. And the states of consciousness that you can reach through that breath. So different breathing techniques will create different effects. So really explore that. But just to begin with, like Remo said, you know, 5 minutes a day, is everyone can find that time. No matter how busy you are, 5 minutes is definitely doable. And the more you can do, the better, and you can build up from that 5 minutes. And, you know, when clients say to me, I just don't have time, I'm just so flat out, there's no way I have time to meditate. But what I then sort of put back to them is, well, you know, how much are you worth? Like, that time is very little for your health, your happiness, your joy, and your transformation, because meditation really is a transformative process when you stick with it, when you're consistent, and when you follow the guidance and the downloads that you get once you start to do it on a regular basis. And I know Remo doesn't like that word, downloads, so might replace that with insight or inspiration, whatever works for you.
I have nothing against the word downloads. I guess that, yeah, to finish off, well, I'd like to finish off by saying, you know, if we try and sum everything up that we've said in one word, I feel that word would be healing. Meditation is about healing, healing ourselves first and foremost, and then through that healing of self, from a better understanding of self, from quietening the mind and from getting in touch with our intuition and just just getting in touch with ourselves, just on a deeper, quieter level, I feel then comes the healing. And that's really what it's all about. I think Narelle mentioned earlier as well, the effects it can have on quietening the heart rate and things like blood pressure and stress and anxiety. And so sure, healing on that physical level, definitely, but on a spiritual and emotional level as well. So I hope we've given you some pointers that you can use, and I hope, we hope you found this interesting and helpful. Mm-hmm. And that's it for me, unless Narelle has anything else.
No, I think that's it. I really encourage you just to try it. Just sit for 5 minutes. After you listen to this, literally just close your eyes and take 3 slow, deep breaths. And you'll notice just in doing that you feel slightly different. So imagine if you extended upon that and just continued breathing and made time for that for yourself every single day. And you'll notice that you start to feel different. You'll notice that you start to make decisions more clearly, more easily, and from a different space. So you'll be making better, clearer decisions in a less reactive way. So that's it for me.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.